CBS News, I'm Peter King. From Georgia to Maine, Christmas carols have been or about to be replaced by the sounds of snow shovels, blowers, and plows. A lot of people have been stocking up.
I bought a shovel and we bought dog food.
With some areas expecting as much as a foot and a half of snow, blizzard warnings are up for New York. WCBS meteorologist Todd Glickman.
It'll start out fairly light and start to accumulate by noontime. It's mid-afternoon that the heavier snow will be moving in, and that's going to continue right through this evening. The wind is going to be a big factor in this one. Wind gusts to or exceeding 35 miles an hour this afternoon, perhaps gusts over 50 miles an hour tonight.
The airlines have canceled hundreds of flights up and down the East Coast. United spokesman Mike Trevino.
What we've done is proactively canceled the departure so that customers are aware in advance that their flight has been canceled, and we can try and make alternative arrangements for them.
Amtrak's Cliff Cole says their crews will try to keep the rails clear, but it's going to be tough.
Because of what we're expecting, we canceled several trains south of Washington.
And the snow is already falling as far south as South Carolina. A tour bus accident in Egypt has killed several Americans vacationing there. Reporter Edward Uranian is in Cairo.
8 people were confirmed dead. Over 20 people were wounded. And those that were more seriously wounded were flown into Cairo.
He says the bus was on its way to the ancient temple of Abu Simbel when it hit a truck on the side of the road. Holidays haven't done much to dissipate tension along the Gaza Strip. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Israel is threatening retaliation after the army killed 2 Palestinian militants who were planting a roadside bomb on the Gaza border. It's the latest in a wave of clashes, and Israel is fed up. Cabinet Minister Yuval Steinitz said Israel has no choice but to topple the Hamas regime in Gaza. Hamas warned Israel that it's playing with fire. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Day after Christmas, and many retailers are already open for the post-holiday sales. CBS's Stephen Kaufman has some advice if you're bringing something back.
In order to avoid unpleasant surprises when returning unwanted holiday gifts, be an educated consumer, says retail analyst Marshall Cohen. Before entering the store, go online and check out the retailer's return policies. Other advice includes try and secure the receipt, keep the original box and packing materials, and be aware of how many days the retailer maintains liberal return policies following a holiday.
Kwanzaa is here. While it honors African American culture,
Kwanzaa is not a black Christmas. Kwanzaa is not a replacement holiday. Kwanzaa is a cultural celebration which really anchors in African history and culture.
Professor Greg Carr teaches African American studies at Howard University. He says the word Kwanzaa is derived from a Swahili phrase that means fruits of the harvest. This is CBS News.